Yesterday, I got to do a baptism of twins here, and it was one of my old kids. You know, when I was Our Lady of Peace, he was one of my kids, you know, helped us do all kinds of stuff when I was a deacon, and now he came, and he lives in Rhode Island or whatever, and he came in with his twins, and he says, "Boy, Father, you got fat and gray." I said, "Anyway, true, but you don't have to point it out." But the reality is he's over 30, and as I was baptizing the kids, I was thinking about all the kids we've baptized throughout the years. And every time I always say the same thing. It's a teachable moment, huh, when you get people for baptism, because sometimes they never go to church any other. That wasn't the case yesterday, or I'd have killed them. But usually, a lot of times, again, not normally with people here either, but you see them at baptism and you don't see them again to their first communion. And so when we go through, I explain everything when it's just the baptism. And we talked about when we anoint somebody with chrism. Chrism is the holiest of all oils, huh? We've talked about it during our baptism. Everybody here who was baptized in the Catholic Church was anointed with chrism over your head. And what it is, the same word we get the word chrism is the same word we get the word Christ. It means the anointed one. And we are anointed to three things. So this means we have a vocation to three different things. Again, to be a priest, a prophet, and a king or a queen. A priest means you offer your life to God. Every day you offer up your life, and that's how you and I exercise priesthood. Not an ordained priesthood, but the priest is one who offers sacrifice. And by definition, every one of us should be offering the sacrifices of our daily lives. Remember what sacrifice is? Remember? Sacrifice. Remember? Sacrifice. Every day we should be offering a sacrifice. And primarily the sacrifice he wants more than anything else is the sacrifice of our lives. That every day it's not yours, you should give it to God. God, I sacrifice my life for you today. Be a priest. Prophet, we're going to come do it back to. King or a queen means we have the authority of our own lives. You always have authority of your life, and we have to surrender that authority to the lordship of Jesus Christ. It's who's going to be Lord. You have the authority. Will you and I surrender it? And that's always the struggle. But the words of the gospel and of the first reading today talk about being a prophet. Now, charismatics have prophecy and, oh, I have the gift of prophecy. That's very nice. But we all are prophets, not just a few people to get up for prophecy. Every single person here was consecrated at your baptism to be a prophet. Not just a few. Every one of you and me are called to be prophets every day. Now, by what is a prophet? A prophet is one who listens to God's word and then preaches it, proclaims it, talks it. They become the person who is one who is in tune with God and speaks that to everybody. Every one of us have that vocation. You are called to be a prophet. And a prophet, first of all, as we said, must be one that listens to God. Listens to God. God, what do you want me to say? The first place you and I are called to be prophets is where? Our family. Now, the goal of a prophet is to what? Get people to heaven. That's their goal. That's why the prophet speaks truth in love. Now, sometimes we got to say things. See, this is the problem, though. Some people say they're speaking for God where they're really just getting an axe to grind on themselves. Well, the Lord told me to tell you. If I talk to him every day, he'll talk to me too. You know, but the reality is when we're really listening to God and we're really spending time in his presence, then he will give us word to talk to other people about. And usually it's something, always it's something to get them to heaven. For instance, when I tell a kid at Cathedral Prep that he can't have sex with his girlfriend, and he gets mad at me. Now, that isn't something I would like for the kids to get mad at me. I don't care anymore. I'm not there. But the reality is, when I'd be there and say that, they say, "Father, you're such a downer." And I'd say, "I would much rather you go to heaven than if I have 5 minutes of pleasure with your girlfriend, son." Though you don't want to hear that, I got to speak that. Now, when it comes to your family, and I of course do that here, you know, when I talk about marriages, not you got to speak the truth in love so that everybody gets to heaven. Now, it's the same, you who are fathers, it's your job, fathers, of course, to get your wife to heaven, to get your children to heaven. When you stand before God, He's going to judge you partly on your vocation of prophet. Did you speak the word of truth in love to your wife? Did you speak the word of truth in love to your children? Was your goal to get them to heaven? Not just to give them money, not just to put food in their bellies, not just to sit there and give them a house to live in. That's all nice, but what difference does it make if they go to hell? It didn't make any difference at all. Your job is to get them to heaven. That's your vocation. Same with the mothers. Your job, mother and wife, is to get your husband to heaven. I know that's a scary thought for some of you. But your need, that's your goal. That's why you got married. Not just to have kids, not to have someone who's going to love me, but to get your spouse to heaven. That's what it's about. And so each of you, the husband and wife, your whole job is, am I doing everything in my power to get my spouse to heaven? Am I doing everything in my power to get my children to heaven? Now, if you're not married, you still have a family. You still have parents you can pray for and work for and be a prophet to. You still have brothers and sisters. And that's the worst thing because, again, Jesus says it in the gospel today, no prophet is accepted in his own house. That doesn't mean you stop being a prophet. It means you do it all the more. Huh? And so the goal then for all of us is to get everybody we meet to heaven. And so if that's my goal in my life, okay, what am I doing in life? What am I doing? I have to do this, I have to do this. No, the goal of all of us as prophets is to get everybody we meet into heaven. That's part of love. I start with my family, it branches out to my parish, but it branches out to everybody beyond that. So I gotta accept my vocation. You gotta give God permission to use you. You gotta give God permission. Lord, I want to be your prophet. Now, if you go through the history of prophets in the Old Testament, you'll see that's always been a fight to be a prophet. Because again, to be a prophet a lot of times means you're going to say things that aren't popular. You know, and again, Jeremiah says, you duped me, Lord, and I let myself be duped. He wanted to go around telling everybody God is nice. But he had to go around saying God's going to get you if you don't wise up. And he'd say, I'm not going to open my mouth anymore, God. I'm done. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Wouldn't you just love if I kept my mouth shut sometimes? Ain't going to happen. The reality is we got to speak the truth in love. And if our goal is everybody I meet, my family, my spouse, my children, my brothers, my sisters, my parents, the people I work with, the people I worship with, if my goal is to get them to heaven, then I always got to make sure that I, as a prophet, am always doing more listening than I am talking. A lot of prophets I know, nobody here, of course, does a lot of talking and not a lot of listening. And that's why sometimes the word gets mixed up, because it's more of ourselves and our opinions and our hopes and our dreams and ourself instead of the word of God. If you and I are truly to be prophets, you and I must truly be people of deep prayer. And that the word will then come from the Lord and not from ourselves. That truly we'll all be prophets. Truly we'll all be ones who listen to God's word and speaks it. And truly then we will be instruments of God to get everybody we know into heaven. You got it? Get it? Good. May each of you know His love today and forever. Amen.